Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, talking about Tumah and Parah Aduma. So the Pasuk says, after the Ganze Zach, Zois HaToyra Odom Ki Yomos Ba'oil. This is the Torah, the rule of someone who dies in a tent. Kolabola Oyo V'chalasheba Oyo Yitma Shivas Yomim. Anything that's in the tent, comes in, is going to have Tumah Shivas Yomim. This is a famous drasha on this Pasuk. The Gemara in Brachos and Samach Gimel brings it down. Minayin Shein Divrei Torah Miskaimim. How do we know Torah only exists? Elo b'misha meimis atzmo yoleha. Torah is only going to exist if you kill yourself on your Torah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Zois ha-Torah, Odom ki yomus ba'oil. Torah is only if it's yomus ba'oil, you kill yourself in the oil of shal Torah. That's the only way Torah is miskayim. This is a famous medrash, a famous gemara, a famous chazal on this Pasuk. Shabbos, what does it mean to kill yourself in Torah? What does it mean to maimis atzim o yaleho? Stemmer says, I want to begin with the Hakdama. There's a famous maisa that happened in Reb Chaim Volozhin's yeshiva. Reb Chaim Volozhin in the Volozhin yeshiva one morning by davening was sitting, they were up to Ashrei of Ol Tzion. And all of a sudden they notice the Reshiva, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he burst out crying in his seat. Mamish, it was a stream of water coming out of his eyes. Crying hysterically. And the whole base marriage got quiet. Everybody couldn't understand what could cause Reb Chaim Volozhin to cry all of a sudden. No one understood. And then he finally got back a hold of himself and they went a little further. And then all of a sudden he broke down in tears again. And also a stream of tears coming out of his eyes, crying hysterically. And the whole place got quiet. And then davening went further. And the Bachrim and Mamash Fatumult, they couldn't imagine why was Reb Chaim Volozhin crying. So, the most chashuv of the Talmud at that time was Nachlas David, Reb David Tevel. So they asked this Bachar to go in, let the Nachlas David go into the Reshiva and find out what's pshat, what's going on. So he went into the Reshiva's office and Reb Chaim Volozhin said, if in Shemayim what happened, why I started crying, happened in front of the whole yeshiva, so obviously I see that it's a remez and I'm allowed to tell you and I'm supposed to tell you what went on. He said, I saw all of a sudden I got this, you call it a vision that the Rebbe Nishim showed me, that all the Torah that we have here in Europe is all going to be wiped away. It's going to be a terrible matzav in Klal Yisrael that's going to be all wiped away, all the Torah. A tremendous destruction in Klal Yisrael, like we all know, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael experienced with the Holocaust afterwards. And that's what I was crying about. So Nachlas David said, so why did the Reshiva start crying a second time? So at that point he explained to him, he said, when all this Torah is going to be destroyed in Europe, the Torah is going to be replanted in its final golos in America. That's going to be the final step before Mashiach coming. And I cried the second time because who knows if when they replant Torah in America, if it's going to be in the same madrega that Torah is right now with us here in Europe. Hayatzlichu liyasta al meschoines umesoyres haTorah at us the way it was until now. Mi yodeya if in the goals of America they're going to be successful to shtelavek Torah the way it used to be. And this is what Reb Chaim Volozhin was crying about, that he saw the vision of Torah being replanted to its final step of goals here in America. But he was crying bitter tears that the Madrega of Torah that we have today, is it really the proper Madrega like it used to be or not? So the Emma says, I want to be makdim. Before we go into understanding this, you should know that it's brought down in many svarim. I've seen this in countless places, how the Torah that we're learning today has tremendous chashivas in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes more than ever. I saw brought down in Tehillim and Perek Kuf Lamed Dalet. Over there, the pasuk says, "Shir Hamalos, Hini Baruch Hu As Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem." Gebenched is the Rebbeinu Shlomo for the Avdei Hashem. Ha'oimdim bebeis Hashem balelos, the ones that stand in the house of Hashem at night. And Mefarshim learn at night, like many times before, Laila doesn't mean literally at night. Laila means this tekufa of galus. We're in the final steps of the galus, where it's so dark. We have so much uncertainty. We're lacking clarity and recognition in anything. We don't know. We don't know from our right foot to our left foot. There's a mamash a matzav of confusion. We're a real, true dor yosoim, with a dor without any real leaders taking control and giving us clear direction. And in this matzav of darkness, if you still have somebody like a yeshiva bacha today, that's oimdim beveis Hashem, even in this tekufa, that's a gevaldika madrega, which means that's something we have to know as an introduction before we discuss this whole idea of what we are missing. We should realize in countless Mara Mekaymas, you see all the Gedolim and the Svarim talk about how our Torah is worth so much today. More than ever, I always wondered to myself, I'll be honest with you, I always wondered to myself what I would be like if I was Yeshiva Bacha today in 2023. You know, in my days it was just so different. And it was so much easier. There was no cell phones even. Forget about smartphones. There was no flip phones. We didn't have cell phones. I went to Pesach Yeshiva, there was zero distraction. There was nothing to get distracted with. You didn't have these type of recorders even. If you wanted to record a shi, you had to have a tape recorder. You used to press a tape recorder. And you couldn't record shi because the shi would hear it. Because it's going to pop up the buttons and press stop and play. I don't know if you know what a tape recorder looks like even. The point being is that it was a whole different matzav. There was zero distractions. There was no MP3 players to have music. All this stuff didn't exist. You brought along a tape and you had a Mordechai David tape. You were able to listen to Mordechai David, you know? The point is there was mamish nothing. So it was a whole different world that I was growing up in. I always wondered what I would be like today in a 2023 Bachar. But Akhapana, we should realize, every one of you, that you're a yeshiva Bachar, that's Oyim the Meveis Hashem, Balelois, that you're in the yeshiva, sitting and learning, in this tekufa of Golos that's so dark, it has a tremendous chashivas by the Rebbeinu Shalom, more than ever. That much we have to know before we even begin. So let's understand, what was Reb Chaim Volozhin crying about? What did he see in our Golos of America that he says Torah is not the same way it was? And he was crying about it. The Tana Devei Eliyahu in Perichov Beis brings down, Bo etzli Talmud Echad v'amali. A Talmud came to me and said, Oisik ani b'divrei Torah. I'm being Oisik in Torah, and I'm mamish. I have a tremendous desire even for Torah. And I'm almost looking to see in Torah Tavei life, I'm being Zaycha. The ain't Torah boy life, but Torah's not coming to me. I'm working hard and it's not going. Amarti loy, I responded, Bini, loy zechisa ha'ish lo divrei Torah, elim kei moisa nafsha yaleh. Nobody was ever Zaycha to Torah, unless they're moisa nefesh for their Torah. Kishor hazesh machnisa moisoi la'ol. Like an ox, that you put the yoke on it, and it's schlepping the whole thing because it has its yoke, and that's how it's able to schlep the whole plow and all the things that it's carrying. Says the Tana Devei Eliyahu, from Eliyahu Hanavi, that it's the same idea. Torah, no one's ever zeicha to Torah, unless they were moisa nefesh for Torah. Which is starting to give us an idea of what it means to be meimis atzmai alel. What does it mean to kill yourself for Torah? Give up your nefesh for Torah. If you only learn at your convenience, when I'm available to come to Seder, when everything feels great, I'm feeling 100%, then I learn. If everything's at your convenience, at your time, on your, based on what you feel, that's not giving up of yourself. That's not meisa nefesh, that's not meimis atzmai. Torah needs this criteria of killing yourself and being ma'isa nefesh for it. And I saw from Rav Yitzchak Hutner, Rav Shiva Chaim Berlin, he said over a nusach that he said was, Kol yomai gadalti ben hachachamim. My whole life, I was brought up amongst chachamim. V'zechisi lahakar harbi mehem. I really knew very well many of the gadolim. Va'af echod mehem loinasa gadol ayden limud. None of them became great from learning Torah. Learning Torah is not what made them become great. And he was mamshech. Agodol vertmin von di tirde von limud. You become a godol, you become great from the tirda of learning. Carrying that oil, that yoke, that stress and responsibility you feel towards your Torah when you're stressed out from it, and it's a pressure that you feel that you're carrying, that's how you become great. And that's how you zoichat the real Torah, like the Talmud of Eliyahu was telling us. Obviously, it's not an easy thing. Our nature wants us just to be relaxed and chilled. It's very hard to push yourself to that level of being meimis atzmai and being moisen nafshai for our learning. I once heard a Mori Dika Maisa, Rabbi Melech Biederman said this over, Shlita. He said there was a Rebbe that was once teaching in a yeshiva. And he was a very devoted Rebbe, mamish, dedicated to his Talmidim. And once, the Menahel was walking outside, and he couldn't believe, he saw the Rebbe went outside of his classroom, and he went to make a phone call in the middle of the day, mamish, during class time. And the Menahel couldn't believe it, because he knows how devoted and dedicated this Rebbe is. And yet, he was on the phone during the day, he couldn't imagine why. So at the end of the day, because he knows the devotion of this Rebbe, he decided he's going to approach him. He wants to know what's going on. So he went to ask his Rebbe, I noticed, like, you're on the phone. I know it's not your type. Like, what's the pshat? You're on the phone in the middle of class. So the Rebbe said, you know, I'm making a chasana soon. And we've been saving up money for this chasana from different places that we're getting money and all that. And I have it all stored away in my jacket pocket, in one of my suits in my closet. And I remembered during class that my wife is in the middle of cleaning for Pesach, and today she's up to the closet, and she's going to throw away all the old clothes. And Amela, I wanted to make sure she shouldn't throw away this suit and not realize all that money that's in the jacket pocket. So he said, so what happened when you made the phone call? She said it was a little too late. Lamaisa, she cleaned the closet already, and she dumped the garbage bags, and today was garbage day, so it was gone. So the principal looks at him and says, so how'd you go back into class and continue teaching? I mean, like, I don't understand. Can you imagine how many thousands of dollars was just gone? So the Rebbe responded, I was mekabel from my rabbeinu. This is the chinuch that I got. That it's for these moments, when it's so hard, that's what we're here for in this world. All those days that I teach when it's easy and nothing's pressuring me and bothering me, that's not worth so much. That's not what we're really here for. It's those difficult times that yet I can perform anyway. That's what we're here for. And what he's really referencing is the famous chazal that we all know of Toiv Echod Bitzar, Mimeo Shaloi Bitzar. One time doing something when it's painful, you sit one Seder when it's hard, and you learn that one Seder when it's not easy, that's worth 100 of your Sdorim that you did when it was easy. 100 days of teaching, this Rebbe is telling us. Yeah, very good, but it was easy. That one day that was hard, and mamish, a tremendous pressure and stress just went all over him, that all that money was gone, that he saved up. How is he making this chasana? That's the day we're waiting for. And that's the day, that's what I was mekabel Messiah from our Rabbeinu. This is what he told this Menahem. You know, I saw a maisa recently from Chaim Kanievsky. There was a yid that went into Reb Chaim, and he was a balabas that works. And he told Reb Chaim that although I work, I'm a working guy putting a full day, the maisa I set aside time at night to learn, and I just finished a masechta. So Reb Chaim said to him, wow, you completed the Masechta 100 times. So realized Reb Chaim didn't understand. He says, no, I didn't finish it 100 times. I finished the Masechta once. There was a language barrier, probably an American Balabas probably couldn't talk so much good Yiddish. So he probably wondered, maybe Reb Chaim didn't understand his Yiddish. He said, no, I finished it only once. So Reb Chaim said, no. You finished it 100 times. And the Balabas didn't know what he's talking about. So Chaim explained himself, and he said, Chazal tell us, this Avos Rav Nosson, that Toiv Pam Achas Bitzar, Mimea, from 100 times not Bitzar, 1 time Bitzar is worth 100 times. So for you as a Balabas, who pushes the whole day you're sitting and working, and you set aside time to learn, which is hard and difficult, and yet you set aside the time and you learn and you finish the Masechta, that's like finishing a Masechta 100 times. And that's what I'm telling you, it's viewed as 100 times you finish the Masechta. This is what Chaim Kanievsky told his Balabas. So this is a Moiridiki Yesoid that, as we're going to see, this is something we all know ourselves too. How that this might be what Chaim Volozhin was crying about. In our generation, in our door, in our times, how much are we really Moiser Nefesh and memes atzmoy for our learning? How much are we able to give up of ourselves to try to focus hard when it's difficult? To really put ourselves into our sugya? You know, it's a very strange pasuk. It's in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech said, that in the literal translation, it's hard to understand. It says, B'chol etzev yiyeh moiser. Which literally translated means the more you're in atzev means depression, the more depressed, the better. Yiyeh moiser, it's like you're better off. That's literally what it sounds like. And what does that mean? What was Shlomo HaMelech saying? B'chol etzev yiyeh moiser. So the Medrash goes ahead and darshens this pasuk. That it's talking about Amalei Torah, people toiling in Torah. Kol ma'ashem etzdar odom ba'atzmo yoyisim echaveiroi. The more you pain yourself, b'chol etzev means that depression and pain. That means the more you load on yourself that pressure and pain from learning, yisroin yeshloi, you're going to have an advantage over your chaveiro. Which means the success in learning is how much you put on that yoke more than the next guy. The more you take on that yoke and you take on that pressure and pain that it's painful and you're ready to do it harder and put yourself more into it, make yourself more invested, the better you're going to be. So I saw brought down from David Soloveitchik Zatzal that he said, Taka, this is what's missing in our generation. He said, even though kulon holchem yeshivas, everybody's going to yeshivas and they smedrish, and the whole tide changed. Used to be people right after high school was poshut, you go to college, you don't go to base medrash to sit and learn. It was like unheard of. And now the tide changed and it's very in style. You finish high school, you go to base medrash to learn. But yet, says Reb David Soloveitchik, Aval ein chinuch. We don't have a chinuch in Amelus Batayra. The Inyan Amelus Dova Shenishtake Chayoin. Lagamri. It's something that's totally forgotten what it means to really be omel and toil and learning. We go ahead and learn, we're in yeshiva, but to really be memus atzmoy in your learning, to be moisa nafshoy in your learning, that's something that unfortunately is very missing. And that's the criteria that's really needed to be matzliach in Torah. We learned so much about Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum Partsavitz, the Mir Rosh Hashiva. Rav Nachum was Nebuch Nifter young. He was in his 60s only. He had a disease. He was diagnosed and he was Nifter young. I was about 10 years old when he was Nifter. It wasn't so many years ago. I saw brought down in the biographies about Rav Nachum, just to understand who Rav Nachum was. We learned so much about him, it's kedai to understand. Mamash, the last generation, what it meant to toil and learning. Rav Nachum came to the Mir as a bacher at 16 years old. He had a gevaldik head, and he was 16 years old. He started right away when he came to yeshiva, although it wasn't part of the Sidri yeshiva, he started a seder before davening. He wanted to learn before davening. And Rabbi Chatzkel said over about him that he never saw, he said, he can't believe it was mispal because he was in mamish in awe. The ritzifus of his learning that he learned was for 10 years straight. He kept this chavusa shach before davening that he learned day in, day out, mamish, non-stop for 10 years. And you can imagine what it means to learn before shachar, because at the time you have to be moisa nefesh. It's not easy to get out of bed. But he was memes atzma, he was moisa nafshi for his learning. He had a chavusa shach for 10 years straight, Rabbi Chatzkel said. He witnessed a tremendous ritzifus and a kavua dika seder of before davening. I so brought down about him how when they went, the yeshiva went to Shanghai in the escape from the Nazis. So at that time, you can imagine what they were going through. The heat, first of all, was tremendous. It was really, really tremendous heat there that they didn't have air conditioners like we have today. And not only that, the food situation, the Kamat had no food. It was really very shreklich in regard to feeding the yeshiva. And someone once asked Rav Nachum, this is obviously years later when he was ready in Eretz Yisrael, but they asked him, I don't understand. There were times where there was mamash no food. How'd you sustain yourself? He said there were times where shloisha yamim lo yegia kamat dover al pi, for 3 days straight, he kamat didn't put anything in his mouth. How'd you sustain yourself? How'd you stay alive? And Rav Nachum said, "Hu heishiv," he answered, "the Rajba." He mamash ate the Rajba. That's mamash what kept him alive, he said. It was the Rajba. He was so shakua in the Rajba, the Rajba was his food that sustained him for those 3 days. But partially there was no food. And during that tekufa, it's brought down that he was chavrusas to Shmuel Birnbaum. They were chavrusas together. And the tekufa zu, and this tekufa, when they were chavrusas, they're saying that what it looked like. If you want to understand what it means, the name is Atzma learning. They started their second Seder. Seder Lebudim HaKavua Hiskel and Tchila Seder Sheni. They began second Seder. And they went straight from second Seder. They learned straight. Ad Shalosh Lefnois HaBoiker. Until 3 in the morning, they sat from second Seder learning straight. Im Hafsoko Kalo L'Tchilas Arvus. For a small break to Daven Mayriv, they put a hat to Jack as Daven Mayriv and sat right back down from second Seder in the afternoon to 3 in the morning, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum and Rav Nachum learned together. And it says, but Tekufa Zu, in this Tekufa, they finished together the entire Seder, Noshim and Kodshim, not Mishnayis, Shas. Noshim and Kodshim. You can imagine what this is. This is the Memes Atzmai. If you want to know why Rav Chaim Volozhin was crying in the Volozhin Yeshiva of the vision that he saw, what Torah is going to look like, you have to understand that it's a whole different matzav of today when we have Torah for what it was. Those Yidden that came from Europe, they had a whole different chashivas haTorah of what it means to kill yourself in learning, what it means to be ma'isa nefesh in your learning. This is something that he cried about. So what do we have to do, l'maisa? How could we lift our madrega to somewhat of the madrega of what the Rabbanu Shalom wants from us? The whole world's created for Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shem is waiting for the Madrega of Torah. And like we've mentioned in the past, from the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Geula is going to happen b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, who's taking us out b'schus HaTorah. And he doesn't want to take out an Am of Batlonim. That was what the Arachayim taught us. So Mela, We want to get the geula. We want to get out of this golos. We need the madrega of Torah to be lifted up, that the Moshe Rabbeinu should feel comfortable being giving us the geula in his chus. So what can we do practically to lift our madrega in Torah? So I saw Moiridik from Rechatzka Levenstein. He learns on the Mishnah that says in Ovis in Perek Gimel of Kol Makabel of Ol Torah, Mavirim Medo Ol Malchus Ol Derech Eretz. The famous Mishnah, you Makabel the yoke of Torah, then all the other yokes are taken off of you. So Rechatzka's Medayik, the Weiss the Chois, you see in this Mishnah, She'enem Esapekas Nimud HaTorah. It's not enough just to learn. You have to take on a yoke. It has to be not just that you're learning, but you're learning with a yoke. You're carrying a load. And Rebbe Chatzkel brings down from the Vilna Gaon. He says, I have a Kabbalah that I heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And this is something new I never saw. That the Vilna Gaon said, Kol Yoim V'Yoim B'Shor She'yokum Mishnasai. Every morning, says the Vilna Gaon, when you wake up, Chayiv Kol Echod V'Echod Loimar. Every individual is obligated to say, Hareini Mikabel Al Atzmi Ol Torah. I'm being Mikabel myself today, the yoke of Torah. Says Rabbi Chatzkel, that means it's not enough just to learn, and it's not enough just to think in your mind that you want to be Mikabel the yoke. But rather, Chayiv Lahoitzi Bisvasa. You're obligated to let it come out of your mouth. That every day, when you start your day, you should start off the day saying, I'm being mekabel for today, the yoke of Torah. I'm going to carry that burden and responsibility of Torah. Azoy zoker bichatzkel. It could be if we start working on this that he's telling us, to really bepeh molei, say that you're being mekabel the yoke of Torah, it could be that could really change our lives. Because that's going to make it more tangible that we're carrying a yoke. We're talking carrying a chrayas of Torah, responsibility. And you should know, Rabbi Chatzkel continues in the next paragraph with a moiridika line. He says, Aleinu lahavin, you have to understand, Sharei kol chaye ha'odom ritzufim b'sibois v'tirdas ha'mafriyim loy. You should know that your whole life, there's non-stop distractions. There's non-stop things that are going to take you away from learning. You can't save yourself from distractions. Which is a moiridika thing Rebbe Chatzkel is telling us. We all know it. Many times a bacha thinks, you know, right now I'm going through a hard time. This is going on, I'm going through a hard time. And his bacha doesn't realize that this is the story of your life. It's the story of everybody's life. This doesn't end. This is the Yetzer Hara's work. He's always going to find something to occupy you with and distract you with and keep you busy with. And he's always going to be taking you away from your learning. And Hamelo says, Rebbe Chatzkel, because of this fact, this is why the Vilna Gaon's chiyuv that he puts down on us, this obligation, you have to start your day the Peh Molei saying, I'm being the Kabbal on myself, the yoke of Torah. If you're carrying the load, so you can't just forget about your load because you have some distractions going on. I'm carrying a real load. I have responsibility. You know, I just heard a maisa from a yid that I know who went to Eretz Yisrael. That was one last month to Eretz Yisrael. He went with one of his daughters. She's coming to Shidduch Age. And he brought her into a few of the Rebbetzins of the Gedolah to get brachas. So one of the people that he went to Rabbi Torchin. Rabbi Torchin Shlita is the Mishpacha, that was very close to the Brisker Rav. Very chashuv Mishpacha, the Svarim from them and all that. The Kitzis, he went into Rabbi Torchin, to the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Torchin. She herself is a Bas Gedolim also. And they came in, she was in the middle of Beit Chala at the time. So, he said, the kitchen, he told me, was literally a 2x2. He said, I'm telling you, in your life, you never saw such a size of a kitchen. He said literally like 2 feet by 2 feet. That was the Gantz kitchen. He said they like had the wall of the dining room was cut out because they had to be able to get the refrigerator to fit into the kitchen. Literally, they had to cut the wall open to put a refrigerator in. Bekitzer, so she's just finished baking her challah, you know, the dough rising, and they looked, and I guess she saw the expression on her face like there wasn't an oven there to go bake it. So she says, "Oh, excuse me for a moment. The oven's in my bedroom." And she took the dough, the challahs, and went to the bedroom to put it in the oven. She came back. You can imagine this person I know with his daughter, like. They were just this spall, you know, you come from America and you go to see such Yidden. She turned to them and said, "It's all Kedai for my husband." And she pointed to the next room. He was totally immersed in his learning. And he's been learning like that for the last 60, 70 years. Kol Kuloi Torah. And she said with a smile on her face, she knew how interesting it is, the size of her apartment and where her oven's in her bedroom and all that. But she said, "It's all Kedai for him. It's all Kedai." And she said it was tremendous joy. And this is a true story of a Mamus Atzma Yalel. This is what it means to be Mamus Atzma Yalel. It means to give up some of our Olam Hazeh for Torah. To give up of ourselves, to be Maisa Nafshoi for Torah. And it's something that's the gear of all of us. It doesn't have to just be his Rebbetzin. Every time we give up a little bit, you give up going to a chasana, you give up going to a different simcha, because you're sitting and learning that's memes atzmai for Torah. That's giving up of yourself, like memes and nafshai for your Torah. And there's many different examples in our daily lives. Giving up from different areas of our olam hazeh, of our gashmias, of our physical world, of our delights and our pleasures, that's what the Chazal are telling us on Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. That's what it means to be Mamus Atzmai for our learning. I once saw an interview. Hopefully we'll have time. It's getting short, but they interviewed Reb Reuven Feinstein, Shlita, the son of the Pesach Ador of Moshe. And they mamish asked him this question. Does living in America, surrounded by such olam hazeh, affects one's ability to acquire Torah? The Maaseh, we're trying to acquire Torah, that's what we're here in this world for. And we're living in America, surrounded by so much olam hazeh. How does it affect someone's learning? Said Reb Reuven Feinstein, it is definitely a factor. The Mishnah tells us, Kachi darka shel Torah, pas b'melech toichal. The Mishnah says clearly, the way of Torah is eating pas b'melech, bread with water. I believe that the Mishnah is to be understood literally. The only way to learn Torah is through Mesiras Nefesh. Once a person exerts himself to the point of Mesiras Nefesh, then he begins to taste the Ashrecha of a Toivo, which the Mishnah describes later on. Then he realizes that it's not really Mesiras Nefesh. And he goes on by Barichus. I'm short on time, I don't want to. There's just another question that they asked him. You know, let's just throw in one sentence that he did say in that sentence. He says, "My father used to always say," he's talking about Ramesha, "a bocher today wants to become a gadol overnight, and he wants to get a good night's sleep as well. But there are no shortcuts. And we're talking about coming godless. Godless requires Mesiras Nefesh." They asked him a different question. "Can an average bachar, who is not such a Baal Kishron, aspire to achieve godless Batayra?" Says Reb Reuven, "The question is based on a common misconception. My father used to say that it's not the Iluyim that ever became Gedolim. It's the regular people who become Gedolim." And he would base it on a pasuk of Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim, Rosheichem Shivteichem. He used to say, who are the Rosheichem, the heads, the leaders? Shivteichem, the regular people from every Shevet. Hashem made most people ordinary, because that is really the best way for a person to shtag and become great. A natural Eloi has an imbalance. And he goes on by Richas, a very short on time, to talk about this. But it's a Moridika point that he's bringing out also, that it's the Mesiras Nefesh of the ordinary people that brings greatness. And the Emma says, this Yisoid was Mamish Moshe Rabbeinu's parting message to Klal Yisrael before he was Nifter. If you look at the end of Parshas Hazinu, the Pasuk over there says, Vayichal Moshe L'dabres Kol HaDvar Me'ela. Moshe Rabbeinu finished saying the whole Hazinu, everything he wanted to tell them. Vayoyimer Aleihem, and then he told them, Simu Levavchem L'chol HaDvar Me'ela Me'Elachem. Put your heart to everything I'm telling you. What does it mean, put your heart? Very strange lashon. Put your heart, says Rashi from Chazal on Moiridik lashon. Simu levavchem zok Rashi. Tzorich odom, a person needs sheyu einov veoznov veliboy michuvonim ledivrei Torah. It's not enough just to learn, but rather tzorich odom that is einov, his eyes, veoznov and his ears, veliboy and his heart. Have to all be focused in your learning. When you're learning, you have to be totally shakua in your learning. You got to put your whole being into it. If every time someone walks into the base medrash, you notice who it is, you're not yet immersed in your learning. You're not shakua in your learning. If you're able to stand up for every rebbe that ever comes in, you're obviously not in it. If you're totally in your rajba, you don't even notice what's coming in and out. You don't know what's going on around you. You're in your rajba. Einov, the oznov, the liboy. Your whole being, your eyes, your ears, your heart. Your whole being has to be immersed in your learning. Totally shakua. That's the only way you really zeicha to Torah. And that's taka mesiras nefesh. It's not easy. But that's being meimas atzmai. That's being meisa nefesh for your learning. And we should understand that when we talk about Moisa Nefesh and Meimus Atzmai, when you do it, you're going to realize and see for yourself that it's not painful like it sounds. And it's not, holy, I'm carrying a load, a yoke, it's so difficult. It's Pulfa Keret. The geschmack that it gives you when you carry that load really carries you through. And it's a tremendous delight that the individual experiences. You know, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Seveya Tovus Neifes, V'Nefesh Re'eva Kol Mar Mosuk. Which means, Nefesh Seveya means a full Nefesh, someone who's satisfied, Tovus Neifes, which means he tramples the honeycomb. But rather, a Nefesh Re'eva, if you're a hungry Nefesh, Kol Mar, everything that's bitter is Mosuk, is sweet. What does this mean? Says the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk. It's a Perichov Zayin, pasuk Zayin. Nefesh Sveya, a nefesh that's full. That means Kashiyamali Odom Taivas Nafshoy. You fill yourself up with all your desires. If you do that, Tovus Neifes, which means you trample sweet things. Ain't a chafetz b'Torah. You're not going to want Torah. You're not going to appreciate Torah. And you're not going to get any hanah from it. Avol nefesh re'eva. The person that's hungry. She'enam amalei tavosoi. You're not filling all your desires. Elo mesagef atzmoi. You're painting yourself into making sure you're able to learn. You put yourself in your learning. You push yourself. Kol mar. Everything that's bitter means kol hayegiyos v'hamerirus. All the toil and the bitterness that you're enduring, that you're going through. Tiyena loy mesukos. It's all going to be musak and sweet. V'chavivos ma'oin, and very beloved. Your mama's going to get a geschmack. Think about it. Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal. I knew him personally. I used to see him always. I learned in the mirror for elementary school. I used to see him, Shmuel Birnbaum, many years later also. Was there anybody as happy as Shmuel Birnbaum in the generation like him? And he was someone who was meimas atzmai in his learning. He killed himself. He carried a tremendous oil. And he was one of the happiest people around because of this yisoid. Like the Vilna Gaon is telling us, All the mar, everything that's bitter and seems hard and painful is musik, is sweet, it gives a geschmack. And Emes is the Rosh, which is from the Rishonim already, in Bava Metzia and Perik Vav. He's talking about, you know, workers and all that, so he throws in a line there that's tremendous for us. He says, it's the end of Ois Gimel over there, in Perik Vav. He writes, the kol loin de Torah, people that are learning, dummy uchlusi de mechuzah, they're like these workers from mechuzah. Shabbatala goyrim lehem, means when they're battling and they're not doing anything, that causes them, first of all, shikha, that they forget the learning because it's not so important to them, and a kovid evarim, a heaviness of their limbs. Which means when you feel sluggish, it's because you're not in it. If you're in it, you become alive. If you're in it, your whole being gets lifted up and it carries you. If you feel a heaviness of your limbs, you have a kovid evarim, says the Rosh, is because you're having batala. You're not really utilizing your time. You're not really devoted and invested in it. And isn't mamash the yisoid that we're talking about? Putting yourself in it, being moisa nafshoi, and being meimus atzmoi, makes you alive and it lifts your limbs up. It's not about how much sleep you got the night before. You can get very little sleep the night before, but if you're in the sugya, you're going to be alive. I've heard this from Bachar over the years. I can tell you from over 15 years experience. I've heard this from Bachar many times. Bachar sometimes get very little sleep at night. And they tell me, you know, today's first set, it was the best first set I ever got. I got so little sleep, it was the best. And other times I get a lot of sleep and I had a lousy first set. And it's mamash this yisoy. It has nothing to do with the amount of hours. When they start a new geshmak asugya, even if they got a few hours, but because they're so invested, they're so alive, even with those few hours of sleep. And when the sugya got a little hard already, a little draggy, so then even though they got 20 hours the night before, it doesn't help them because they're not invested in the sugya. And 20 hours will still be kovid avarim. This is mamash the sugya you see all over. Okay, we're very late. Just end. One last point. You should understand that this whole idea of being meimus atzmoi for your Torah, we should realize and appreciate, you know, as young bachrim, everybody has their imaginations and their fantasies and dreams of what, you know, the picture-perfect life of how everything's going to look, how much a delight, how great everything's going to be. And, you know, this is the young mind of a typical yeshiva bachar. The stipler, the Halakha stipler, wrote a Sefer Chaye Olam. And in his Sefer Chaye Olam, in Perek Vav, he breaks the news to you that life is not like that. He starts with the Mesilas Yesharim, but he elaborates on it. It's Yedua for the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim writes that any lo yuchal shum bal seichel lahamin, no bal seichel can ever believe that the tachlis of Bria Sa'odim is matzavah b'ilam hazev, the matzav here in this world. Because mi'us shesameach v'sholev mamish, who really has tremendous joy and tranquility in his life. And a few lines from Mesilas Yesharim about this. But then he goes further, and he mamish takes it all the way, the stipler. The stipler goes ahead and says, Hamisboinein be'emes yireh. Anybody who thinks about this yesoid will see for himself with his own eyes. Sheroiv yimei chayov. Most of life, heim b'tzar u'machoivim shoinim u'mishunim. Most people, their days of lives is with tremendous pains, this sufferings, this hardships. The mishpocha gedoyel shakam and afoshes, any big family, al pi roiv majority, yesh mam echad yidu achayli. One of them for sure has some type of chayli. V'ashar yichulitim, and the rest get diseases different times. Im chaylo mamish, or they have to just take on some medications or whatever it is. Pam bekeva, pam bedalekas, pam koiv roish, v'atzovim, pam shinayim, oyinayim. This one has the testes, this one has the head, this one has a toothache, this one has in his eyes. There's always something going on. V'royiv b'nei ha'odam, m'siyasrim, m'soivlim. And most people have to endure suffering, machzor panoso, lack of panoso, oyimis ha'chayvis, or piling up of chayvis, debts. And even the Ashirim, even the ones that are rich, The Marbid Achosim is Marbid Daiga. If somebody worries, there's a reason why they're taking so many pills for all their anxiety and all the OCD of all the thing that someone's going to come rob them. There's so much, he says. And the kinnas are chlosa, the jealousy eats up these ashirim, they never have enough. When they make their first million, they want the second million. And the charata that they have, they should have made that investment. And he goes on, mamash barichas, enough time to go through the whole thing, it's 2 pages long. So he ends the shtickle saying, so if this is the reality of life, anybody opens their eyes, sees it, so why did Hashem make a life? The Rebbeinu Shem's kulei toif. Why did he give the human being such a life? Go look around, this is the facts. If this is the facts, so why did he do this? Hashem is kulei toif. Why did he give us such a life? He said, it must be because the Rebbeinu Shem wants you to be uncomfortable here in Olam Hazeh, and he wants you to never get swept away with being thinking that there's a tachlis of its own. And rather, always remember that it's a praise to L'chaya Netzach, it's a hallway for eternity. And all the difficulties are there to get you, and you should be zeichat to Yishleimus, and be able to be zeichat to eternity, taka to have a chosh of a Gan Eden. And everything the Rebbeinu Shem does, the tav of it, he says, everything the Rebbeinu Shem does is for your good, for who your neshama is, what tikkun it needs. And Meila, with this in mind, it gives us such a whole different outlook. When we talk about being mamus atzmai, killing yourself for your learning, kill yourself for your ruchnias, we have to realize that in life, this is really where it's at. There's nothing else. Everything else is a dimyon, it's imagination, it's dreams and fantasies. It doesn't really exist. And mainly because here's where it's at. This is what the Torah is telling us in this week's parasha of Zoyis HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'olam, that the success in learning, if you want Torah to be miskayim by you, you want your children, your grandchildren forever to be B'nai Torah, it's when you're Mamus Atzmai and Moise Nafshay for Torah.